Friday. Hey, everyone, it's Dave O'Connor live from Hawaii here. And on the call, I've got the wonderful Natalie Healy and the superstars, Emma Cooper and Lisa Prescott. And we're going to talk all about something, an area that I get so many requests for regularly, and it's how do I recruit more people, more the right type of people? How do I move more products? Nice background noise going, guys. Just watch the background noise there. But it's about the mindset of closing, basically. And, you know, we're going to reframe that whole area. And I think, as we talked about in the preview call as well, it's not about closing sales. It is about opening relationships. And the bottom line from my point of view is I'm always looking to put structures to things so that it's easily duplicatable. And, you know, the formula that I have gone by for years, I can see people applying this formula, albeit at times subconsciously, unconsciously, right? But nonetheless, it is there. And it's made me, you know, a fortune, and it's obviously made Nat a fortune, and Emma and Lisa are doing pretty well as well by anybody's standards. And I have to say, I mean, just straight out of the gate, it's not about me telling you what to say and the type of words that are going to grab people's attention and all. You've got tons of amazing training. You've just had Big Al over at your event. You've got the wonderful Jan Rue, who's going to be training you as well, I believe, soon. Nat, March
on the 4th of March.
Is that when Jan is going to be doing it? Yeah.
Yeah, 4th of March. So everybody needs to get tickets for that, because she's one of the trainers that's had a huge influence on my business that we haven't heard from for a while, because obviously Jan lives over in the States, but she's over on her world tour. So it's great for people to get tickets for that, because just like you've had a huge influence on me, Dave, you know, she's one of those outside of Forever that has as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, folks, you need to hit it from as many angles as possible. And, you know, along my journey, is like Nat, I've had many coaches and mentors. I'm sure you have too. So, I mean, you know, mark those dates in your calendar. So, but my job is to make sure you're in the right frame of mind, of course, okay? As a mindset expert, it's not so much, it is important what you say, of course. The words are 7%. We went through that before. I'll remind you of that. But it really is who you're showing up as, who you're being. I mean, you attract in your life and in your business with the people and the opportunities who you are, right? Who you are as a person behind the scenes, what's going on with you moment to moment. And really, when I learned how to reprogram my mind for success, when I learned how to get my message out there, right? I mean, it's the last piece I feel that high performers need to know, right? When they really focus on this, the ability to get their message across to others in an impactful way. I mean, is it true that you could be doing more in a one-to-one when people are in your presence? I believe it is, that you could be doing so much more with people when you're doing a presentation. My experience is absolutely. You know, and if we can get you into this frame of mind, you're going to inspire the masses, just like Nat is doing, just like Emma is doing, just like Lisa is doing here, and anyone else who we have on these calls, great Claire and, you know, Faye and Debbie, who are going to be on with us next week, and of course Jules. I mean, for me, sales was never this cringy kind of pushy kind of thing. It was always a magical state where anything is possible. So Nat, just straight off here, I mean, I think when you look at any of the greats in network marketing, or in life, I mean, they have this capacity just to naturally influence, but influence them with integrity. And the point I want to make here as well, folks, is don't be afraid of that word. I mean, you know, one of my heroes is Martin Luther King Jr., all right? I have a dream speech. If you haven't seen Selma, actually, you guys haven't seen it yet because it's not out there yet. But I just saw Selma, which is his story, which is up for a few Oscars. And it's just deeply inspiring when I see someone like that and the effect that they have in front of audiences and, of course, individuals. And, you know, it's because of that, having that sense of purpose, not being afraid to get out there and, you know, reach out to people and connect with people. And even if you're doing on Facebook, Natalie has done you know, groundbreaking work through Facebook. But a lot of it is to do with mindset, because a lot of people are afraid to put themselves out there. So the definition of influence is the capacity or power of a person to be a compelling force and affect positive change on the actions, behaviors, and opinions of others. So just to inspire them. But Nat, the first thing I want to discuss here is that you're not really selling. You really are adding value. It's attraction marketing, right?
I think it's all about, you know, having the attitude when you're going along to a one-to-one that, of course, that person's going to join you. And having that expectation that they will be part of your time, your team, rather than, you know, questioning, oh, will they, weren't they? And then you're coming across nervous, and then you really got it stamped on your head, join my team. But having that expectation when you pick up the phone, of course they're going to want to come and meet you. When you turn up to the meeting, of course they're going to want to be part of your team. You're imagining them and setting the scene of them signing the paperwork before you even get there. And it is having that positive mindset that's going to attract them in. You're wanting them to be the person that you expect them to be, rather than just, you know, going along meek and mild, which, you know, we all do maybe when we're new and when we're building our confidence. So that's where you've got to, you know, be the person that inspires you and step into their shoes, so that expectation's there right away.
It's a very important word, really, expectation. Emma, I mean, just bring you in here. We had a little chat about this recently. I mean, you have a bit of a ritual before you go into a one-to-one, just to have that, to set that expectation up, right?
Definitely. And I think you all think I'm mad already. You're going to think I'm even madder when I tell you what I do. But before I even go for a one-to-one, before I speak to anybody on the phone, I fill out their application form. I do it. I pretend that I go online and I fill it out. And then I feel that excitement, that fire in my belly that I get when I sign anybody up, because I'm excited about what they're about to do. But I also know that how that makes me feel, because of all the work that I've put in, you know, filling that pipeline, that this is what you're doing it for. This is what you're doing it for, to fill out that form. So you need to know how that feels. So if you're in a place where you haven't got a team member yet, get online, fill out that form before you speak to that person. And you feel the feelings that you already have it. And there's only one way that's going then. You're going to get it. You're going to be sat there for real 20 minutes later filling out that form, definitely.
And Lisa, I mean, what is your mindset before you go into these calls? Because it's certainly not one of desperation. It's the opposite of that, really. You're coming from the same place in your mind.
Yeah, because people, you know, people don't buy desperate, and you can tell that. And we've laughed and we've heard before that, you know, if you're doing a one-to-one and you can just see two case leads on their head, then that's not the right way to go into it. And we know that this is an amazing opportunity. Why wouldn't you want to join? And that's it for me. You're sitting there, you're showing the information, and it's a no-brainer. Of course they want to come on board. You know, I go at sponsoring, but it's easy. You show this opportunity to enough people, then of course you're going to find the ones that want it. But there, it's about finding your own style and being the best you that you can be, rather than trying to be somebody else, because that doesn't come across in the right way that you want it to be. And they'll be able to tell that.
Yeah, exactly. And see, what the girls are saying here, folks, is what research shows as well. Okay, I mean, your attitude going into it. I know we've heard this and we talk about this, but still the reality is that people approach their phone calls and their one-to-ones and their, if they're speaking at a BP, right, because they haven't done it enough and they haven't built their confidence enough, they're in there with the wrong mindset, okay? So, I mean, it really is a choice. Like, for example, where one person is seeing a vision, the average person is only seeing current circumstances. So, for example, if you go into a one-to-one and you are, and Emma mentioned it there, but and of course, there's that expectation that Nat mentioned as well, and at least it talks about. But, you know, if you're seeing this vision of where you're going in the future, if you're getting this excited feeling about what joining the business could do for the person potentially in front of you, right, then that's that really alters the energy in the situation, as opposed to what most people are going to do before they go into a one-to-one. They're going to give themselves that self-fulfilling program prophecy of doom. £200 is very expensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take the risk. I don't have the time. I don't have many people to talk to. Or it could be along the lines of, well, they're not, you know, they're going to say no. They're not going to buy from me. Why would they buy from me? We talk ourselves out of our greatness. And I can tell you, when I made a breakthrough in my own life, when I moved from my day job, where I was this salesperson selling health food supplements, into selling higher ticket items, for want of a better description. I was selling a $25,000, right, series of programs, high-end seminars from different gurus before I did the stuff myself. And really, it's perceived value. I was talking to people who were a lot more successful than me, and I had a vision. I had this excited feeling that this genuinely could do something for them. So that is everything. It really is everything before you go into these situations. Not the difference between a person who's just saying £200 is very expensive as opposed to the other person who's actually seeing the potential of the business model that Rex has laid out for your guys. It's the difference between night and day, isn't it?
Do you know what? I can't remember the last time or if anyone has ever said £200 is too much to me. Because when you're delivering to them the expectation of what it can deliver for them, and, you know, when you're going into a one-to-one, like you just said, Dave, you know, we're thinking about maybe what we want out of it, will they join us? But you need to go into that one-to-one thinking how you can help that person. Mm-hmm. Always take yourself out of that scenario. It's not about you. It's never about you at any step of the way. It's about that person that you can help. And if you're really good, you know, at the beginning of being able to find out what it is they want, what they're looking for, what their dreams are, what they want for the future, and you're showing them how this business can deliver it for them, then that £200 is insignificant, because that's going to get them the holiday that they're looking for the children. It's going to be able to get them the house so they can get out of rented accommodation. It's going to be able to get them their kids into private school. The £200 is just the vehicle to get them there. It's just the investment that they're going to do. And, you know, when you say to them it's only £200 to be able to deliver that, it's very different than, oh, you know, but it is £200. So it's the way you deliver it, it's the way you talk about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's very much, again, two completely different mindsets. So I want to ask everyone listening to this, what is the mindset that you're going into, especially if you have been struggling, if your track record up till now has been very hit and miss, more miss rather than hit, okay? Are you still able to come from that energy where you're able to see this vision and, you know, get a sense and a feel of the freedom that comes out of that box, right, for people and the security for the future? Or do you get caught in your own negative cloud, which a lot of people do? So start by reframing. Everything Nat's talking about there, it's total reframing. Like I said earlier, you got to start to see it as not selling. You're adding value. You're making a difference to people's lives. To be honest, I mean, if I look at patterns, having worked with Emma and Lisa and Nat for many years now, Emma said it there. I mean, you know, we all know she's a bit mad, but actually we're all a bit mad, to be honest. You have to be. You have to be a little bit, you know, mad in the best possible way. Who wants to do normal? And everybody's trying to be like someone else. And there's a saying by Oscar Wilde, be yourself, everyone else is taken. And I think it's being yourself, but what I always look for, if, for example, everyone has access to the same wonderful training, you know, the same amazing things that Nat has set up there for the power team. But not everyone, of course, delivers it in the same way and gets the same results. Why? Then I would just look at who you're being as a person, how you're interacting with people. We have a saying in Ireland, oh, they're very far back in themselves. You know, like if you're out there and you're trying to convey interest people, engage people, and convey across the business opportunity, and you look like you're trying to lay an egg, right, as opposed to a person who's authentic, they're themselves, they're excitedly talking about someone, that's a massive difference. So again, I'm going to bring Emma into that. I mean, if I watch you, I mean, you're out there, and you're not afraid to put yourself out there. Or sometimes you are afraid, but you feel the fear and do it anyway. But I mean, I think you do have to be a bit, you know, out there to succeed, you know?
a bit kooky.
Yeah, well, it's true. You do have to be, a little quirky, a little crazy in a good way.
I think it was really important what you were saying about, kind of being in the mindset first, because I think that if you're all honest, if you've got people on your team, are not seeing the vision like you do, or it can get frustrating. But actually, if you're, and it's a moment of honesty which really opens your eyes up, because I have to be really honest with myself. And, everyone has a little dip in mindset, but that's why we do this training. So they're not massive peaks and troughs, we're on a consistent, we might have a little wobble, but we've learned the tools now to get ourselves out of it and quicker. So for me, I can look at the people I've attracted into my business, and depending on what those people are doing, I can see what mindset I was in when I approached them, when I was offering the business opportunity. Because, right at the beginning, when those seven managers just kind of popped through, actually my mindset was just spot on. I was focused. I was 1,000,000% knew what I wanted to attract, and I was on it, And then I got a bit busy. I got a bit tied up with just being busy, and my mindset dipped. But now I'm back on it again, and lo and behold, I'm attracting those diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
it's in the space that you're in at that time, who you attract in, I think.
I think that's very true as well, what Emma's saying, because we all have peaks and troughs, if I use myself as an example, so in October last year is when I had the problem with my neck, and I knew I didn't want to be working because I needed the time to rest to get better. And normally, I'll have people approaching me about the business, but my mindset was I didn't want it. I didn't want to have new people starting. So do you know what happened? Nobody contacted me.
That's right. Yeah.
Because that's what I wanted. Now I'm back in the game, ready to get going, and I'm attracting people because I've changed the mindset. And I'm saying, do you know what? I'm ready. I'm putting out the right vibes for people to want to work with me. So it is, this business is all about how we are in our head. And every day we get the opportunity to start again. Every day we can say, today I'm going to be amazing. But it's
Absolutely.
Up to us to wake up like that.
Absolutely. And so you've got you have that, new, fresh outlook every day. But also, and Lisa will bring you in this as well, I see from, again, observing you as well, all of you, that you talk to as many people as you possibly can. You don't share that opportunity. Again, it's a good reframe to have. Then they could buy from someone else. If they're in the room with you, they've got a problem that needs fixing. And often people don't even know that they need you and need your opportunity until you have a good, honest, heart-to-heart conversation with them. But, you all talk to a lot of people, and I always maintain that you're always just a thought away from either approaching that person, but more often than not, you're also a thought away from just saying, I'm not going to bother, right? It is such a fine line. So, Lisa, you talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I joined and they said, it's 2 to 5 part-time or 10 people plus full-time, if you tell me that something works and that's all that people have ever done before me, then that's exactly what I have to do. And I cannot even now, I cannot go to bed unless I've sent those messages. Because for me, it is that, I'm not doing the expectation of the business. And, don't get me wrong, I've been out and there's been somebody there that I've just been on the edge of approaching, and for whatever reason, Evie might have ran off, or I've just missed that opportunity. And for the rest of that day, I have to, for me, really pick myself up and think, damn, I've missed that. And I hate that feeling of missing an opportunity. I'd much rather that not be the opportunity for them than have missed it. Because I feel like I could have had something that might have changed their life then. I've not shared it with them. And I don't like that feeling.
Can I butt in, Dave?
Yeah.
Lisa rang me the other day and literally screamed down the phone saying, oh, my God, Evie ran off in a shoe shop and I was just about to tell this couple, what if they were the next Jane Leach and John Curtis? She's telling the truth. This is exactly what she does. And I've been to Nando's many a time with Lisa, and we said, we're just going to have an hour out. And I'll be sat there and I can see her staring at someone over my shoulder. And I'm like, Lise, look at me, you were talking. She's like, I'm really sorry, Em, I've just got to do it. And she'll get up from the table and she will go and speak to somebody and tell them about the business in Nando's there and then. And then come back down and sit and carry on eating her chicken pitta like nothing just happened. Like she hadn't just ignored me and walked off, but she just cannot let it go. She's like a dog with a bone. She knows we've all been told what we've got to do. It's up to us whether we do it or not.
And there is a secret. Yeah, there it is, right? I mean, are you prepared to do that as you're listening to this? And obviously there are a lot of people who are hesitating and not doing that. And I just want you to, we want to put it out there in front of you. Well, there is the required level. That's required standard. That's one of the first rules. You say, okay, what's the level I need to be at? And you start to move towards that. So, you know, do you realize you're in a sea of opportunity and that everywhere you go, you're going, life is going to present you with the opportunity. And then it's who are you going to be when that opportunity actually shows up? Are you going to jump in and go for it? And it's part of the formula as a layout for you. And
I think so. It's the mindset you're doing it in rather than I'm doing it because it's what I've got to do rather than thinking like, have to tell them, because for me this has been life changing and it might be life changing for them. So it's wanting to share it, not feeling like you just have to do it.
Exactly. So it's a joy actually ultimately to get your message out there and share it with as many people as possible. And in a lot of cases, Nat, and this is taken directly from your wonderful book, which people just can't put down. It is absolutely phenomenal. No doesn't mean no, and yes doesn't mean yes. In other words, every no that you get is a step closer, ultimately, to a yes. But don't be put off by the no's. Even, you know, if you do your little ritual that Emma was talking about there, I mean, people are going to say no. They're often going to say no to test you. You often, you know, have had people wait until, well, maybe you've had to say 7 or 8 times to hear them say no before they join. But every no is a step closer to a yes.
I think you just have to think, you know, what we've got is a gift, and forever is a gift in a box. We've got it all gift wrapped up, and we're going to go out there, and our job is to offer people the gift. Now, it's up to them whether they want to open it, whether they want to open it and get the stuff out that's inside. Some people are going to say no to it to begin with because they're not ready. They haven't got a time in their life right now where they want to open that box. And I was that person, you know, for 10 years, Mum was talking to me about the business opportunity. For 10 years, I was no, 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 no. But then the time was right because I was at a point in my life where I was open to looking at it. And that's exactly the same for Emma, because Jules had been offering her this gift in the box for ages. And it was only when Emma was at a time in her life, she remembered that gift. You know, my sister, Sam Jeffries, lots of people know her. She's had the gift in front of her for 17 years. 17 years from my mum and 7 years from me before she wanted to open it. So
took
our
your time,
job is
Sam.
Literally to offer it out, but not to be upset when they say no. Because if we're not getting the no's, we're not doing our job. That's what our job is. And when they're ready, they'll open the box.
Yeah, like Emma, you weren't ready. Well, so you thought anyway, when Jules were...
I wasn't. You know, and timing is everything. So don't get frustrated with these people. I always ask when someone says no to me, I always ask for a referral. I always kill them with kindness and say, thank you so much for having a look at it. I appreciate, you know, it's not for everybody right now, but at least you've seen it. So if in future it's something you might be interested in, you know where I am. Will it be okay to keep in contact with you, let you know how it's going? Who's going to ever say no to that? There would be a really rude person to say, no, no, please don't keep in contact with me. You know, so they're always going to say yes. And that's an open invitation then for you to go back and speak to them. And I don't mean go back and speak to them around the business down the neck, because remember, timing is everything. If I'd have done this business when Juliana showed it to me, I would not have been successful. I would not have been consistent, because it really wasn't the right time for me. I suppose at that time I didn't need it enough, but also I really didn't have the confidence in myself. And so this is a people business, and it's about developing people as well as developing businesses. And this has changed my life, not only in the money aspect and what it's given us material-wise and, you know, even time with my family, but this has developed me as a person so much. You know, I remember the first time I spoke on Juliana's call, and I was sick three times before I spoke, and then twice afterwards. And I can't say...
Thanks for the detail.
But I was terrified. You know, I haven't been sick at all tonight, yay. But what I mean is this is about developing people as well as businesses. And I think if you hold that in your mind, you know, because this business, I mean, even this mindset stuff, you know, this is something that is really foreign to some people, you know. But when it's on offer and the timing is right, they'll jump on board and they'll utilize all these tools and develop as people, which will ultimately develop their businesses as well, I think.
Absolutely. And the fact is, everyone, there's no sitting on the fence here, right? I mean, when you're out and about, when you're even thinking about whether you're going to approach that person or make that phone call, you're always influencing all the time. I mean, you influence every situation by who you're being. So you're either going to influence people into a state of boredom, you know, by whatever, I mean, being too far back in yourself, or you're going to excite them. It really is your choice. It's really amazing, right? Again, just by running the right thoughts in your head that produce a particular state, right? One state can repel people and another state can draw people in. And it really is your choice. If you ever saw that movie, Field of Dreams, it's a great movie. If you build it, they will come. So I maintain you build that right mindset and you just make it your business to share that opportunity, then the people are going to come. And I want to really emphasize this, hit this point home between the three of you on the call here tonight, because Nat, this is not a hard sell, right? It's more a hard sell, as the saying goes, right? Mm-hmm. Because once you are in this frame of mind, once you have that why and you have that purpose and you're prepared to do what it takes and you're going to practice over and over again and you can't wait to share that opportunity, then they're going to seek you out. Ultimately, you know, the opportunity is going to come to you. And that's, again, this is not meant to be. It doesn't need to be a hard slog where you hate this journey, right?
Do you know what? All you need to think is all you're doing is making friends. We're going round every day, wherever we are, looking to build relationships with people. When you're meeting people to do a one-to-one, all you're doing is building relationships. You're making friends, and if they're not ready to get on board there and then, you're just keeping in touch. And you're always there giving them a lifeline and reminding them, you know, what's available, how you can help, how we can solve problems. But if someone hasn't got a problem to solve, then you're not going to be able to disturb them. You know, we're only going to disturb people when they are disturbable.
Yeah.
So just think, wherever you go, just smile, make friends, build rapport, and that's all we're doing. But you're keeping a list of those friends that you're making, and you're constantly revisiting. And when they're ready, they'll be there. And some of them will remember you and come to you, and others will be waiting for you to contact them. Because some people as well, you know, might be thinking that they rejected you once, and, you know, people don't like rejection. So they might be scared to come back to you, which is why you've got to constantly go back to people and remind them and say you're there and can you help.
In our house, my husband's called it the COPC because he likes mnemonics, and I don't know if it's a police thing, but COPC. And I laugh, and it stands for change of personal circumstance. And that's all you're doing. You're waiting for their circumstances to change. You know, and like that said, you're giving them that lifeline. But people don't like coming back to you. And that's true, that's what I just said, because this month, two people, I contacted them, you know, to see how they're getting on. And just a normal message, really, just to catch up. And both of them have said, like, the time is right for me. And when I've met with them on a one-to-one basis after we got them started, they said, you know, I was embarrassed to contact you. If you wouldn't have contacted me back, then I probably wouldn't have ever messaged you. So that shows that the fortune is in the follow-up and by keeping in contact with people.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if you step back then and look at the components of what you're doing when you're following up and when you're, you know, approaching people and revisiting people, okay? The first thing in this framework, then, is your state, okay? And it's just for you to realize that even if you look around at the highest paid people in the world, right, the greatest entertainers, the biggest movie stars, the highest paid people in the world are state changers. You know, we go to the movies, to a great movie, to people go there to forget their problems, to have that escape for a few hours, to go to a great concert so they can just, again, go into a particular state. And just look at it from that point of view, that people go to these places so that they can feel good. And if you can look at it that way, the more you can master your state, the more you create a space for people to grow and evolve, that is in your team, in a one-to-one, so that people can, their vision can emerge. And again, the more you move into a state of excitement, right? You got to be excited, right? There's no point in saying, yeah, I'm really, really excited about my forever business. You know, I mean, the words are there, but the tone is not. I mean, and the energy is not there. And so I like the combination. It's like excitement. And I would also call it bold enthusiasm. It's like a bold enthusiasm. So you're enthusiastic, but you're prepared to just, with boldness, just seize the moment, seize the opportunity. I got so excited when I read the life stories and when I met Branson, when I read life stories of people like Onassis and even people like Oprah Winfrey or the Trumps of our world or Steve Jobs. And they had this thing, right, where they were able to just reach out to people wherever they were in the world, and people would feel safe in their presence. And you know, it was a state of bold enthusiasm that sweeps people up in what it is you're doing. And I would suggest to start to access those states to really get a picture of what the person is going to look like when they, you know, start using the products, or they go to a success day, or they start working with you. And it gives you a great feeling about it, and people pick up this emotional feeling. Right, they get a sense of what you can do for them. Yes, the product, yes, the company is wonderful, but they're going to look in your eyes and they're going to see if they trust you. They're going to feel something from you. And if they feel that excitement and then, you know, you're demonstrating that bold enthusiasm wherever you go, then you're going to start to attract, the word is attract, the right people. And Emma, I mean, I think, you know,
I totally agree,
you
yeah.
go in there with a state of excitement.
Definitely. I mean, I don't, when you say excited, I mean, this business is for lots of different people. So we don't think when Dave's saying excited, they mean that everyone has to be the kind of personality type that I am, or that Lisa is, or that Natalie is. This business is for lots of different people. So it's just take even the managers in my team. You know, I have someone who's really, really shy, very timid, very reserved, very laid back, very calm. You know, I'm very bubbly, but it doesn't take just like clones of me like to be successful, or clones of Natalie and Lisa or anybody else who's successful. This business is for different types of personalities, but you do have to generate, like you were saying, just that excitement, or maybe call it passion, because lots of the feedback I get from the business presentations I do, like I did one tonight in someone's house, there was about 15 people there, and lots of the feedback was, you obviously love it, don't you? Like your passion for it really shows. And that's actually the most complimentary thing, I think, because I think when you lose that passion, you're not in it 100%. But if you're in this business 100% and you say to yourself, like, I love it, the opportunity is just insanely good, then, and I genuinely believe that, and if you believe it, it will come through in what you do. You know, just doing the basics then of learning how to speak and explain the business, those are just basic. You can learn those off by heart. I say the exact same words that Juliana says, I'm sure Natalie said, and we've all learned the same thing, so we've duplicated it perfectly. But it's about then putting your excitement into it, your passion into it. And if people feel that energy from you, people will want to join, because they want to be part of exciting. They want to be part of fun and, you know, forward thinking, because they don't have that in their normal jobs. And you're offering them a way to work but have fun with it. And who wouldn't want to have a job that was fun and exciting?
Exactly. Exactly. And Nat, I think what's important here as well, you know, you are just yourself. Your own personality is stamped on what you do. And even though I'm saying exciting and enthusiastic there as well, I still maintain that you still play the Zen game with it. In other words, that, you know, even when people say yes, right, and even when they say no, that if you can, again, you know, you're excited for where it could potentially take them. But, you know, there's a saying in personal development, right? I mean, don't tell me what you're going to do, show me. So, you know, people, you know, often hear people saying, oh, yes, I'm going to do it. And then they get super disappointed and feel let down when people don't do that. So it's to know that, you know, that you've just got to keep putting it in front of people. The right people at the right time are going to step forward. Don't get too attached to what, who does what, when, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing that I can say after 8 years of doing this, you might be sat with someone that you think straight away they're going to be your superstar, and they're not. And then you're sat next to someone that you think, oh, do you know what? I really don't know if they're going to be able to do this. And then they turn out to be the absolute superstar. So the one bit of advice that I can give to everybody is never, ever prejudge anybody. But also, when you get someone that maybe doesn't get off to a flying start, then don't just think they won't be able to do it or they don't deserve your time, because everybody deserves your time. And, yeah, people, you know, some people that are gunning for it, they're going to need more time than someone who's a bit slower. But that slower person might be just gathering their confidence, gathering their thoughts, building their dreams in their head, ready to then run for it, because we all learn in different ways as well. And, you know, it's a matter of gauging people, but always giving out your hand to say, take it, I'm ready, I'm here to help you. And, you know, some people, like, look at Jules. I mean, Jules didn't have a fast start in this business. It took her a year, really, to get going. It took me 2 years. But not at any point did I give up on Jules. Because now she's, I mean, look at her, GLT member, the youngest person on there, and she's just built the most fantastic, fantastic business. But she didn't have the super fast start that Emma had. You know, we're all very, very different. So don't prejudge people and always be there for them. And, yeah, everyone as well, you know, for some people, they come in with the mindset straight away that they can do it, whereas other people are working on the personal development, using all the trainings that we do, using all the books, the CDs, and then they're ready. So
exactly. We're
all different.
We're all different. And I think what happens is when you put, and again, this is what the research shows, you pay enough attention to your craft, right? The more attention you put into it, well, the more in tune you get with the whole thing, the more you can get insights, the more you read people, you know, faster, at a better level. And, of course, you've got a greater ability to connect with people. And that's what happens, right? I mean, listen, everyone, I mean, you're getting exactly what you're putting into your business right now. I know some people can play the blame game and say, oh, my God, it's not happening for me. It's not happening for me. You know, no. You're getting exactly
what
you're asking for on many, many levels. Some levels you're not aware of and some levels you are. You know, and I always love the story of Bjorn Borg back in the 70s would say when he comes out onto the court, you know, I win because I just have that extra little bit of focus. You know, I see my opponents and when they win a point, the crowd cheer and that distracts just a little bit more of their focus. But when they lose a point, same thing, right? Their attention goes into, oh, my God, I've lost that point, and the crowd are booing. He says, I ignore all that. I just watch the ball, right? I just watch the ball. I ignore the jeers and the cheers, and therefore I'm able to pick up on things that the others are not able to. And it's one of the great secrets. You're going to be able to watch the person, really watch, really listen, really tune in. And it's again, it's a little bit, it's all through this kind of structure, but that's what you're able to do. The second part then is just to literally do it now, guys. I mean, Lisa, you just talked about it there at a restaurant or whatever, as Emma was describing. I mean, you can just make a decision to do this now, to make the calls that you need to make today. When you're out there contact marketing, just to jump in and go for it. And it really is, you're, like I say, you're just that thought away. that you can just switch into this one directional thing and do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's having that connection. It always goes back to that emotional connection with the reason why. Because don't get me wrong, there's been times when I don't want to do it. You know, it's not something I absolutely love doing. I just know that it's got to be done. And like we said, you know, wanting to share it. But on the days where I think, you know, I just want to sit and, you know, talk to Evie or whatever it might be, or talk to Emma and enjoy Nando's, the fear of not achieving what it is that I want to achieve is much greater than the fear of doing it. So that's the difference, is knowing that it's got to be done and why you're doing this business. And if you've not got that real, real strong connection, then you will just let yourself go home and miss the opportunity. You know, and that's why I do it. I look at my children and in my head, every single time I say, you're my reason why. And that's enough. Then it's done. I've got to go over and I've got to speak to people.
It's having that commitment as well. That's what Lisa's talking about. You know, Lisa isn't accountable to Emma, who's her sponsor. Lisa's not accountable to Juliana, who's Emma's sponsor. Lisa's accountable to herself. She has said to herself what her goals are, which are personal to her and her children and what she wants. So the matter of her either walking past that person or going up to her is because she's accountable to herself for the business. So she's going to do the activity that she's committed to herself to do. Because, you know, if you walk past that person, it's 100% no. If you walk up to them, you've got 50% yes, they're going to want some information, or 50% no. So, it's, you know, it's an easy choice to make if you know why you're accountable and what you're accountable for.
Exactly. And the more offers you make, like you say, I mean, the more chances you have. Right, of people saying yes. And once you decide that, again, so the vision is paramount there, folks. I mean, the vision, and we'll talk about that again, and having that and firing off that, that's being fueled by your why, will determine whether you make that decision and that commitment and honor that agreement you've made with yourself to jump in and do it now. Now, after you make that decision, then you're looking to engage with people, right? You're looking to engage with people, and there's plenty of tools, again, that you've learned, plenty of tools, for example, that you'll be getting from Jan Rue when you go and see Jan, on how to catch people's attention. I mean, attention grabbers are surprising statements. You know, once I went through a tough transition, right, where it's like moving from one life to another back in 2001, and it was just like having the courage and leaving that secured trapeze known as a job. And you know, I spent, really, it was a few months in what I call limbo, but what I did have was a vision. And when I really examined inside of myself, you know, what I had to offer people, then I resolved to somehow get out there and let as many people know as possible. So I was able to literally walk up with what I would call a certainty mindset, and Emma, I talked to you about this recently. A certainty mindset. You know, I would be able to look at event planners directly in the eyes and say, "Hey, you know, how would you like to guarantee your next event is your best yet?" Right? And they would say, "Huh? What? Who is this mad person just walking up to me in the middle of nowhere? I don't even know them." But I had such conviction, right, and certainty, and I was so convinced that it would absolutely be their best event and be in their best interest to have me speak at their event, that it startled them, right? And they had no choice but to at least hear what I had to say. And I think when you have that level of certainty, when, well, first of all, you're interesting and intriguing, right? If you just are willing to approach people anywhere and just engage them. But Emma, I mean, you have that certainty mindset before you go in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%. And even when, a good example, Lisa will remember this one, but we were sat in the Celtic Manor. I just earned my second month's wage in forever, which is £1,521.39. No one's
That's 39
me.
Pence.
But, hey, I tell you, they all add up. You look after the pennies. But I sat in the Celtic Manor and I started laughing, and Lisa looked at me like, what is so funny? And I said, oh, do you know what's funny, Lisa? I'm sat here in my Primark clothes and nobody knows I'm earning £15,000 a month. You can imagine her reaction, right? She was laughing her head off. She was like, you're absolutely barking at him. And I'm like, well, you can laugh, but I'm telling you, Lisa, I feel like I already have it. I would walk past Hugo Boss, because Sean really liked their clothes. But obviously, like, we could never afford that. Like, Next was a push. So, and we would walk past it all the time in the Trafford Centre. And when I started this business, I was like, come on, let's go in. And he was like, oh, come on, Em, you haven't earned any money yet. I was like, I'm telling you, though, I'm going to be walking in there. I'm picking up two tops for you, and they're blimey expensive. I was like, and we're not even going to worry about it. I'm telling you, Sean, I can feel it. I feel like I already have it. He's like, okay, but don't spend anything, right? We don't have it. Like, I know, but honestly, like, I felt like I already had it. Now, in the beginning, you are really dummying yourself. Because you're telling yourself you have it, but you know you don't have it, and you can't go out and spend it because you just get into debt. But I felt the feelings that I knew how I would feel if I had, you know, no worries like that. So we would be petrified if there were two birthdays in 1 month. November was a really hard month for us. We had three birthdays. It was awful. And I knew how it would feel if I didn't have that sick feeling in my stomach, the sick feeling that, oh, God, how are we going to do it? And that's when I sat in the Celtic Manor and said it out loud to Lisa, like, Lise, I'm telling you, it's coming. I feel like it's already there. That's the power of your mindset, you know, and putting yourself in that state. So being connected with your why, knowing why you're doing it, committing to yourself. So you go out in the morning, you say, like, the first five people I come across, I have, you know, any contact with today, I'm telling them, like, tell them. Don't let yourself down, because it's only you. Like Nancy was saying, you're not letting anybody else down. You know, it's you. It's your business. You're the only one in control of it. And another good point that Natalie was saying is about, you know, quick success, or some people doing it slower than others. But this business, if I've learned one thing, it is a marathon and not a sprint. And lots of people, I think, who get success forget what they did to get there.
That's right.
And you can't forget what you did, you know, that utter belief and that commitment.
Use it or lose it.
Absolutely. Use it or lose it. Definitely. It's just being, you know, having that commitment, having that mindset is really, really, you know, the main focus.
So when you're in that mindset, remember, everyone, I mean, the words are 7% and they're important, the structure of your words and everything. But remember, your tone of voice is up to 40%. So when you speak from that place, right, and you're firing off a vision, then, again, that's going to reflect in your tone. Your tone will be one of certainty. Often I hear people, you know, telling me what they want, and they don't believe it deep down, and that's in their tone. I mean, they'll tell me in one sentence, you know, what they want and why deep down they believe they can't have it. I mean, it's all there. Your physiology, it's all there. You know, and after you engage people with that certainty mindset, then you're going to deepen the connection. You know, Nat, this is relationship marketing, this business. I mean, it's all about that. It starts and ends there. I mean, you know, people are drawn to you because Dale Carnegie had a saying back in the day, be genuinely interested in other people. I mean, it's one of the great secrets.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be listening more than you're talking. And that really is the secret, you know, one thing I can say about me now is I'm a really good listener, and sometimes I'll be out with people and I'll realize that I haven't spoken for ages because I'm just listening to them. And people love to talk about themselves, and just
that's
giving
right.
the chance rather than butting in, because we always want to say we've done it better, or we've done that, or we've been there, or you know, you always want to say your experience, but just hold your tongue, just bite it and let them talk. And they'll be giving you the reasons why this business could work for them. And you're just there. They're going to think you're amazing because you're listening and it's all about them. All about them. All about them.
I promise you, folks, you're listening to one of the great, great secrets there. You really are. She's described it perfectly, of course. I mean, that's why Nat is getting the results that she has. So here's a very important point that you need to take note of here. When I make it about me, I increase my self-doubt and anxiety. When I make it about you, I decrease my self-doubt and anxiety. If you watch your inner doubt and your tension on the inside, right? In other words, you could be saying to yourself, God, I hope I don't make a fool of myself. I hope I don't get rejected. I desperately need a case credits, or I won't be able to pay the rent or the mortgage. You know, it's all about you. You're making it about you. And notice your internal tension going up, and then it moves into desperation. However, just like Nat says, you listen to the person, that means you're focusing on them. Now when you you're making it about them, and automatically you'll notice your confidence levels comes up and your levels of doubt go down. And it's really, you're in that business, of course, and in life. I mean, it's your purpose, right, to actually help people solve the problems. It's actually, if you want to just step back and look at the whole thing, we're here on this earth to help others solve their problems, help people get what they really want so that you ultimately will get what and can get what you really want as well. True or true, Lisa?
Yeah, definitely true. It's the most, you know, for me, coming from something like the police, where, you know, you think you join the police to help people and you find actually that's not what you do at all. You know, what a nice feeling, you know, that you are actually helping people achieve their goals. And like somebody said at the beginning, when you sit and listen to why somebody wants to do this business or why they're even looking, that fills me with goosebumps because you know that you can help them to achieve that. And I think that there is no better feeling than that, nothing at all.
So when you start to speak to people from that place, whether it's a presentation you're giving, right, or if you're at a BP, whether you're doing a one-to-one or on the phone, look at what happens. I mean, again, if you look at the greats and the way they describe it, people feel like they're the only person in the world because all their attention is on you, and they create an all-encompassing connection. So remember, it is the energy behind your words that counts. You've got to ask yourself, you know, before you go into any of these situations, what feeling or state do I want to bring up in people? Because once you bring that up in yourself, then you'll notice you bring it up in your audience or you bring it up in the person in front of you as well. Just like
Dave,
I
think with that as well, even when you're messaging people, if you've not got that, you know, that unshakable belief that we speak about, if there is doubt in your mind, even if you're sending your messages and you think, well, you know, my excitement is still coming across in the way that I'm wording it, it's not at all. People can buy that. You know, they will tell that the excitement's not there. So you can't think that just because you start messaging people and you think that you're sounding excited, if you've got that doubt in your head, then you might as well not be sat messaging because it's just pointless to me because you're not attracting anything that you want.
And again, I'm going back to the research which shows that people pick up on that internal tension or that lack of belief and doubt before you even approach or talk to them, because we're very sensitive beings. You know, that's just the way it is. So don't be misled by thinking, oh, I just have to say the right things and I can kind of hide all these feelings. Yes, you're going to feel the fear and do it anyway. Yes, you're going to just, you know, grow in confidence as you move forward. But realize that it's everything here. I mean, it's going to be your own personal agenda. Get out of that, right, and just get on to your real purpose here, which is to really get your message out and help people. And again, you connect with their vision. I mean, not a picture is worth a thousand words. I mean, often they do not know what their vision is, right, and they have to latch on to your vision, right? Often you have to believe in them, like we said before, more than they believe in yourself. You hold that space for them, right? Because often it's the most important thing I believe that you can ever do for people is to actually put a vision in front of them.
Yeah, you've got to think, you know, most people are used to being in the traditional workplace. And the traditional workplace, your boss gives you your goals. Your boss tells you what they expect. It's nothing. They never say, you know, what do you want? What do you want to be achieving 12 months, 3 months, 5 months, 5 years from now? You know, they're not interested in them. Whereas we're interested in people, we're interested in helping them achieve what it is that they're looking for. So you've got to think, you know, they've got a blank canvas and it's up to us to help them paint the picture. You know, for those of you that are at the masterclass, the brush strokes video, if you haven't watched it, just go onto YouTube and Google Forever Living Products brush strokes. And it's the most amazing video to connect people to having that blank canvas and how Forever can deliver the picture that they want to paint.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And, you know, then you're going to, when you actually connect them with their vision, right, and and often people will see the vision in you, right? I mean, this is what they're excited about. They're literally seeing this invincible vision. I mean, take note of that. It's got to be an invincible vision. If any doubt starts to creep in there and you let that get underway, then they're going to sense that. They're going to pick up on that, and you're going to lose your vision. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll make you engaging to people. You want to be able to do that, and, you know, practice as well, folks. You've got to practice whenever you get an opportunity to get up there and share a testimonial to BP. Jump at the opportunity, right? Get out there and just practice, practice. See it all as practice, that you talk to as many people as you can. You tell your personal story as much as you can. When you listen to Nat's story, Emma's story, Lisa's story, you know, it's a woe-to-win story that is so compelling. And you all have that, and it's been able to express that, being your authentic you, speaking from your heart. It's a heart-centered business that really sweeps people up in that. So you work on that, right, folks?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Yeah.
No, go on that.
Yeah, no, I was just agreeing with you, Dave. Absolutely, you know, it's about helping others believe and just taking them on their journey with you, because we've got to teach people to believe what's possible. And, you know, to begin with, they really don't. Many people don't. Most people, you know, aren't like Emma, who said she'd go past Hugo Boss and says, you know, I'm going to have this. Whereas the others, you know, we're teaching them that they can do that. And if they can do it straight away like Emma, then it's just amazing.
It's interesting when Emma is saying that. I mean, that was one of Onassis' secrets when he was in one of the only interviews that he ever gave. He said, hey, you know what? I would suggest that even if you don't have what you want now, go and frequent the nicest places, the nicest hotels, stay in the lobby, just, you know, absorb the opulence, start to get a feeling, real emotional feeling, connect with it, that this is your natural state. This is what you're actually destined to have, and then it will start to happen. So, you know, all of that is hugely important. You're literally immersing yourself in a vision that you can't see yet. There's no evidence of it, but you can feel that it's true. And that's the level that everyone listening to this has got to continue to come up to grow. And then, you know, number five in this structure is to continuously, genuinely add value. Now, let me just explain to you what I mean about that, right? Because it may not be what, you know, maybe you would perceive it to be. But when someone is in your presence, when they're in your company, right, and they're giving you this attention, because after a while you get really good at this. As you're listening, as you're present, right, then it's almost like talking to two people. It's like you're talking to the part of them that wants to resist and the part of them that's distracted. But there's another part, which, you know, I believe to be the subconscious or the unconscious mind. And my understanding is that when you have them and you have this attention, this extra attention from them, every single word that you say counts. So you can deliberately tell them about the opportunity and paint this vision for the future, but just slip in there some really good suggestions, you know. I always find it just, they won't even know you're doing it in the best possible way. You always want to leave people better than you found them. You've got an opportunity to better people's lives, to make them healthier, to have them go away thinking, man, yeah, I can do this, to literally give them an auto-suggestion. That's the power of belief. And, you know, it's to really zone in on this, right, to understand what you're dealing with here when you have, you know, when you're delivering a presentation, when you're doing a one-to-one. You can do so much more than you're doing already. Even if they don't join your business, I'm telling you, just by you somehow getting the suggestion in there that they can do so much more with their lives. I've often said to people who have, you know, aches and pains and illnesses and things like that, I think you'll find that if you, you know, after a few days, that will just get better and you'll be feeling better and you take these products and you're going to be healthier and jumping around the place. When you have that, it's an extra little bit of weight behind your tone, that extra belief, then you'll be amazed. They'll come running back to you, right? A few days later, they'll be saying, whoa, you know, I feel amazing. This is the placebo effect was discovered in effect by Kuei back in the 1920s. Okay, you know, I mean, in hypnosis, it goes back a long, long way before that as well. But it's the power of belief, where he was just working as a pharmacist, and, you know, he literally was dispensing these medications out to people. And one day this guy comes in with this stomach problem. And Kuei just says, hey, you know what, I understand, but this is the latest, greatest thing. You're absolutely going to be blown away by it. You're going to love it. It's going to soothe your aches and pains straight away. In fact, I think you'll be running back here in a few days' time, and you'll be amazed at the results, and it'll completely clear it for you. And only to his, he was just horrified when he realized that after the guy bought it and he went off on his merry way, Kuei realized that he'd given him the wrong thing. He'd given him a substance that was as harmless as water, right? And yet, the guy came bouncing back in a few days later saying, wow, that stuff is amazing. My stomach has cleared up completely. Give me more. That's incredible. And he noticed that it was the tone of voice that he said it with, the belief that he had when he was saying it to the person. Now, think about it. You've got great products that work also. But combine that with this extra just level of belief, and you won't believe the difference that it will make, right, to just you're deepening your connection with the person and also getting them results. I mean, it's phenomenal. Not the power of belief is everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just like, you know, we said right back at the beginning when you're going into that one-to-one or, you know, sending out the link to the business presentation tomorrow night at 8 p.m., your expectation is that they're going to do it. You've got that belief that they're going to be joining your team. When you're picking up the phone, you've got the belief that they're going to be interested and wanting to find out more. When you set your goals to take your kids to Disneyland, you've got the belief that it's going to happen and you'll be going in the summer holidays or wherever you're planning it. So it all starts in the power of the mind, and the only person that can control that is each and every one of us. It's the individual. I can't do it for the people that I'm mentoring. They're in control of their mind. They can borrow our belief. We can say, yeah, you can do this, but ultimately it's got to come from them.
So remember, if you guys are looking at this, some of these, and taking, and I'm sure you're taking lots of notes from when Emma and Lisa and Nat are speaking, right, your message has got to reach their unconscious. That's what's got to happen there. And that will happen the more you just follow the instructions here, where you jump in, you go for it, where you engage people, where you really listen, where you're really one directional, where you're in the right place. And this works for everything, by the way, right? Just realize that every single word out of your mouth, right, is having an effect either positively or negatively when you're with people. So when you're with your husband or wife, when you're with your children especially, they absorb everything like a sponge. You've got to be working with this part of them properly, and they'll do so much better in their exams and school, and you know, just by saying the right thing at the right time, along the lines of, look, every day and every way, you're going to do better and better at school. If they're having problems, you start to focus their attention on what they want to create. But you're working with the person's unconscious all the time. So be careful what you're saying. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do that with my children, you know, all the time. And, you know, if they ever say, you know, they can't do something, I always stop and make them think about what they're telling themselves, because what they're telling themselves is what they'll become. And, you know,
exactly.
You can do that with kids at a very young age. So really important. And
really important,
you know, they don't catch you saying what you can't do, because
right.
You're going to teach them the same as well. It is learned behavior.
It's the greatest gift you can give your kids. And, hey, Nat, I mean, look how your kids are turning out. I mean, they're even writing books, huh?
And that came totally from Rosie as well. You know, she knew Mummy was writing a book, so why wouldn't she write one? Who was going to stop her? I had no idea she was doing it, and she wrote a book because she knew she could.
Right, exactly. And you know, Emma at least is the same. Emma with Wills, I mean, it's the same. And you got to create that. If you can give them that mindset, at least if you can give your children that mindset, right, growing up, that's more valuable than all the money in the world. The money is great, and they're going to have that, but, wow, you give them the belief in themselves that they can do it, right? And that rubs off. That rubs off on them, so make them your reason.
It's true, and as a kid as well, you know, when we tend to, the first word we start saying to our children over and over and over again is no. Because, you know, they start crawling, you say, no, no, don't touch that. Or they start walking, you're like, no, 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 don't put your fingers in that plug socket, don't do this. So no is the word we use a lot, instead of, like, you know, when they take one step, which Will has done recently, you know, it's kind of like, yes, that's good, praising the good things. But like you were saying about what you tell yourself, every word out of your mouth, And this is not just what you're saying to other people. This is what you're saying to yourself. When I first, I'm the world's worst, and it is such a struggle for me daily. I really have to work on it. I beat myself up about everything. No one can be harder on me than I am on myself, and I'm sure loads of people feel the same way.
Yeah.
But, you know, even so much as if I put my car keys somewhere else than where they should be, and then I'm running around looking for them, I'm like, you're such an idiot, Emma, why didn't you do that? You know, you're such an idiot, you do this all the time. You always tell yourself you'll put them back in the place and you don't do. Now you're going to be late. And if you think about what you're saying to yourself, you know, you're beating yourself up and beating yourself down constantly. And then take so much more effort to pull yourself back up, you know, when you get in your car on the journey than to your one-to-one. It's a lot more effort to pull yourself back up. But if you really monitor those thoughts and the words that you're saying, even to yourself, never mind anybody else, that's kind of the foundation work to it. And when you were saying, Dave, about the belief, it's believing you deserve it as well, you know. And if you had a bit of a hard childhood, which I know some people in my team had a really hard childhood, people just saying like, no, you can't do that, or no, I don't love you, and no, you know, you'll never do anything, you know, you just can't do it. That's, you know, a really tough thing to shake off.
Or
you know, but if you get the foundation
having
work,
said you'll never amount to anything, etc., is very
absolutely
common.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. It's like a tape recorder that plays then on the deeper part of the person's mind, and it's people eventually then they can't shut off those tapes. I mean, that's what I have found, and you know what I'm trying to get people to do is rewrite the script and change the tapes at a deeper level. You know? So very cool, folks. So number six we've talked about already is once you've gone through all that, detach from the outcome. It's like I would call it a cool state of detachment. There's nothing more attractive than just being in the space. You know what? This is phenomenal. This is what I do. This is what I have to offer. You're bringing people to the fork in the road, but you're totally unattached to whether they say yes or no. And because of that, then more people, more of the right people, are going to say yes, right? And that leads to the final bit, which is a transformation. You know, I like to call myself, there's motivational speakers, there's inspirational speakers. I like to call myself a transformational speaker, where people come along and, you know, they're going to go out of there and they're not only going to be inspired and motivated, but they're going to take action. They're going to transform their lives. And I think once you start to approach people from this different place, then there's a different energy about you, and you literally will see people light up in front of you, right? They may or may not join, but they will light up in front of you. And once you get in on that wavelength, then you cannot go wrong. You're going to have more doors of opportunity opening up for you. So I'm just going to do 5 minutes, guys, and it's just a little mini blueprint is what I'm going to call this, just to remind you of these steps here, just to get you into that place when you're about to get on the phone or connect with someone or do contact marketing or whatever it is, just to be in the right state, to jump in and do, to engage and to connect with people, and then we'll just jump in at the end, guys, and your final words. Is that cool?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. I always mute myself out when I do that. Hopefully you can hear me now. Can you hear me now, by the way, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Cool. All right, let's do it. All right. Okay, so go ahead and just close your eyes and focus on your breathing just for the few moments now. So once again, close your eyes and just be present. As you breathe in and out, just allow a wave of relaxation to move through you. You're in the perfect place at the perfect time right now to make this jump. And I want you to bring up your vision. Immerse yourself in your vision, your invincible vision of where you're going and just bring up the excited emotions that go along with that. And just deliberately immerse yourself in your invincible vision, because from now on you're going to be talking from that place, connecting with people from that place, so that they too see your vision, they feel where you're coming from, and you connect with them at this deeper level. So as always, with any blueprint, you're never to listen to it when you're driving your car, you know that. And just for these few moments now, just imagine going out there and connecting with people, reaching out, whether you're doing contact marketing or on the phone or following up with people or dealing with existing team members or delivering a presentation, and you really are in that state of excitement, bold enthusiasm. Nat talked about expectation. And you just do it. You don't think, you just do it. Hear yourself telling yourself, I can do this. And you just jump in and you go for that. And picture that in your mind. And get that excited feeling come in behind that now. As you engage people, as you connect with them, as you say the right thing at the right time. But it's not really the words, is it? It's who you're being. It's the feeling that you're bringing up in people. The tone in your voice is one of certainty and expectation and passion and confidence. You exude that charisma and confidence, whether you're doing a one-on-one or talking in front of groups of people. Feel how wonderful that feels. I want you to hear yourself coming across like a long-lost friend, making that instant connection, that positive impression where they trust you right away. Because the truth is, they need to hear from someone like you. They're lucky to be talking to you. And the right people are showing up in the right place at the right time. Feel how wonderful that feels. Connected to your vision, your mission, your why, your purpose. And you know you're never just talking to one person. It's the people that they know. And the people that they know. So it's like this ripple effect going out. Create that all-encompassing connection wherever you go, always leaving people better than you found them, and adding value to people's lives. Notice, as you speak to them, they lay down their worries and their troubles, and they forget about all of those, and they connect up with something much higher. They feel so good in your presence, safe in the energy and aura of your presence. And because you feel good, they feel good. As you have so much fun with your forever journey, and the more you practice, you're just getting better and better at it day by day in every way. You can detach from your outcomes. It's like a cool state of detachment that is so inviting for people. And you literally see that transformation in front of the groups you talk to, your team, your one-to-ones, whether it's online or live, and we go out contact marketing each day in every way. You're mastering your ability to communicate and deepen that rapport with people, and each day you'll see real world results. Come back feeling excited. When you're ready, open your eyes. Alrighty. So there you go, folks, you get the idea. And again, that's just a tool you can use. And hey, I mean, Nat has said it, and Emma and Lisa listen to their blueprints as well, and I would suggest when you get an opportunity that you just use these as tools just to change your state whenever possible. So, guys, it's all there for the taking, yes?
Absolutely. I'm off to Tesco 24-hour to do some prospecting now.
Everybody get the link out on your Facebook for the big presentation. Send out personal messages to all those people that you've spoken to in the past and give them the opportunity to listen in again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So you should all have the link on your team pages. If not, just contact your upline manager and they'll send it to you. So, yeah, have an awesome week. Thank you once again, Dave, for an amazing call. And thanks, Emma and Lisa. Great to have you on. You inspire so many people with what you've achieved last year. It's just absolutely incredible. And, you know, any one of you listening now, you know, 12 months is a long time, and you could also be a 5,000 case credit qualifier or a 2,500 case credit qualifier. You've just got to decide now and have that right mindset, that right attitude, that belief that you, your family deserve everything that you're looking for.
You're right, Nat. I mean, so much can happen in just 1 year. I mean, it's phenomenal. And just to remind people, Nat, about the two events. One is our event coming up in March.
So we've got you, Dave, on the 21st of March. So Saturday, the 21st of March at the Motorcycle Museum.
That's right.
So you can have a whole day of Dave, which is just absolutely incredible. If you haven't seen Dave in person, you know, you'll literally be flying out of the room and have the right mindset to achieve.
And then Jan is on March the 4th.
We've got Jan on March the 4th, so Jan's at Worcester Rugby Club. We've got 500 places reserved, and it's only £10 a ticket, which is just a real bargain. And, you know, Jan only comes over to the UK, you know, every couple of years, and she does a lot of two-day events here, which are a few hundred pounds. So to have her for £10 for 3 hours, I promise you it will get you buzzing. She's like no other trainer as well, so get your ticket for that. Again, go to your upline manager for both of them, or you'll find them on the Power Team page or whichever page you're on.
Is that a 7 o'clock kickoff in the evening around that time, Nat?
Yeah, Jan's is 7 till 10 at Worcester Rugby Club. So cool. Easy venue to get to as well, and lots of people based in the Midlands. And those that aren't, just, you know, buddy up with people and share cars, etc., to make sure you're there.
I just want to say about the Dave thing, and I'm sure Nat will agree with me as well. You can't say it to blow your own trumpet, Dave, but I've listened to Dave's webinar from Dave's webinar courses like since day one. I took it seriously. I was taking it seriously. I was told that mindset was 90% of this business. So crikey, I knew that I needed to work on that a lot. But just because I really thought that, even though I worked with Dave one-to-one, I just thought, oh, really? Like, obviously I'm going to go and see him live, but it's not going to be that much better. It's the same thing. I cannot put it into words how different I felt walking away from that event. It was so incredible, the feeling in that room. It was like no other. So if there's one thing that you go to, you have to come and see Dave live, because it's just it's on another level, a real different level, I think. So if you're taking it seriously, you need to get your butts there.
It puts you under a spell, like a trance. Come out of there.
Nat is the Jedi master of that. She's the one. So there's two great events, folks. So Jan's and mine. Thank you, Emma, for sharing. Thanks, Lisa, for your amazing contribution as well. You've been all amazing. Yeah. I'm sure you'll agree, everyone. This has been such a great call, an important call. There's some nuggets in there that will transform your business. So awesome. Have an amazing, amazing evening, and we shall talk very soon. Well, next week, actually, yes?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're on. Absolutely. See you all then, guys. Have a good one.
Bye for now.
Bye. Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like a roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like a roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell her, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Baby, that is a shame. You gotta keep it moving. Gotta work and get the chewing like tobacco. This old fashioned talk, but my thing is rather dapper. And plus I got the swagger like a pistol. She see me everywhere because I be on my grizzle. That mean I'm on my grind all the time, no, not a little. Her name is Talia, but she said meet you in a little bit. So I'm trying to see if she can.
Clean it nice, don't feed it, spend the leftovers in your pocket.